I'm drawn to the mortal realm by the scent of new blood. It had been a while since someone gotten lost here in this part of the forest. Most perished long before. I call to you through my song, my hips swaying as I walk towards you. The look in your eyes tells me all I need to know. You are mine. I speak, my voice ringing through the trees. Your name. It's not a question, but a demand that tugs at your soul. It's almost impossible to tear your eyes from my feet. The high arches are so hypnotic and curved, so delicately touching the forest floor. My toes curling as I patiently wait for your answer. Your eyes tear away, finally, slowly traveling up my goddessly body, drinking every inch of me in. When your eyes finally meet mine, I smile, transforming my face with even more beauty than you thought possible. Your mind crumbles a fraction. You gasp at their cold and benevolent beauty. Your mouth hangs agape, yet you manage to mutter your name. Your knees shake and your pants tighten. Your hands curl into fists at your side, doing their best to hold back and not leap forth and touch my feet without my command. I take in the mortal man at my feet. My voice sings through the trees. You will do. I turn, my abyssal hair flowing around my bare shoulders, and walk, hips swaying from side to side, hypnotic. You see the soles of my feet as they lift from the soft forest floor, and they compel you to follow with another rope-like tug at the soul within. You stumble, kicking up leaves and dirt, your eyes falling, finally catching a glimpse of my smooth and wrinkled soles. They flash so briefly that a sadness washes over you the moment they are back on the ground. But then your heart swells as my next steps reveal them once more. The intense emotion is not something you usually feel, but now it seems too easy to spill forth. The only thing you want is to please me and follow my every command. The forest begins to change, but you don't even notice. So enthralled by the goddess before you, not even noticing the forest clearing, and a natural throne rising from the earth in twisting roots. I sit upon my throne, lounging on the high back, placing my naked feet on a stool carved on wood, ankles crossed. You fall to your knees before me, barely noticing the beauty of the throne. Your eyes can only see me as my goddessly feet rise up before you. You salivate, sweat beating on your forehead, wetting your long hair as it drips down your stubbly face. You can only eagerly await my command, for you feel that doing something without my consent would spell your doom. You decide to risk and speak. Your voice is gravelly and deep as you beg me to worship my body, telling me you'll do anything, anything for the embodiment of beauty before you. The whole time, your eyes never leave my feet, the soft, pale skin like a magnet, drawing them in with unknowable promise. You can't even imagine what they would feel like in your hands, what my toes would taste like in your mouth. You shudder at the thought, and your pants become uncomfortably tight. Your hardness is doing its best to rip through the restrictive fabric. A smile curves on the edge of my mouth as I tilt my head, considering your request. My wet tongue slides across my lips, and my feet slide from the stool. I utter two words. You may. My feet slowly descend. You stumble over the stool, quickly sweeping a hand under my heels right before they touch the forest floor. Your whole body trembles at the feel of my skin in your hand, and you grit your teeth as your manhood throbs. You have to use all your willpower not to explode. And it makes more sweat form on your forehead. You take a quick glance into my eyes and then focus back to my feet, my soles towards you. A wave of desire washes over you, but you somehow hold it back. You want nothing more in this moment than to just lean in and stuff every single pretty little toe into your mouth. Instead, you lean in and plant a single kiss on the very tip of my big toe and look up to me for acceptance. I close my eyes and let out a breath of contentment. I nod down at you, my wet lips glinting in the light. Your tongue slides by your stubbly lips, and you take a long, slow lick up the length of my big toe. You can't help but let out a deep moan as my divine taste blooms across your tongue. You curse in ecstasy as your desire overflows. You wrap your lips around my big toe and slide down right to the base. Sucking so softly, your tongue caressing the underside, taking care not to seem too eager. But my toe in your mouth boils your blood so hotly, and your groans sneak by. Your callous hand runs up my sole, pressing lightly against their softness, so smooth and silky. You see fires ignite in my eyes. Your lips wrapped around my toe feel warm, and your hand tingles where it touches along my high arches. My lips part, and a soft moan escapes. You move back, my spit-covered toe popping from your hot lips. You gasp in air, breathing heavy as the sweat pours from your body. The heat from my pure divinity washing over you in waves, as if a physical lust were exuding from my holy structure. Then you lift my foot higher, your hands on my delicate ankles. Your tongue touches my heel, and you drag it up along my high arches and wrinkled soles to the ball of my foot. Your tongue then finds its way between my big and second toes, exploring and tasting the tight crevice. I let out a long, ragged breath, shivering as your tongue makes the pilgrimage across my soul. Then I lean forward and watch as your tongue goes between my toes. My mouth opens slightly, warm breath caressing your face. Your sigh of pleasure sends tingles down my spine. The word goddess passes your lips in the form of a moan. You ask if this is to my liking. You lean back in and plant kisses on the balls of my foot, kissing up to my toes and sucking over each one, giving them equal amounts of love. I breathe your name, my voice lusty and soft, and then I say, you are doing well. My words wash over you in a wave of magic haze. My feet seem to get warmer in your hands. Your heart swells at my kind words, and it only makes you want to try harder to please me. You'll do anything for me. Anything for even the tiniest whisper of a smile on my lips. You take up both my feet, sighing at the pleasure in your rough, manly hands, and you put them together. You bury your face in my soles, breathing with mouth open, your warm breath washing over me. You whisper a single curse word. Your breath is almost sapped as you take deep sniffs, taking in my divine scent, like nothing any mortal has ever smelled before. It makes your head swim in ecstasy, filling it with visions of what such perfection promised. You moan as your hard manhood leaks silky, warm pre-cum, creating a tiny patch of wetness at your crotch. You lick up both soles, painting them in warm spit, cleaning them completely. Not that a goddess's feet could get dirty in any way, but still you lick it as if it were your duty to keep them perpetually spotless. Watching you seems to power me in some way. Waves of pleasure pour over me. You inhale, and I sigh happily. You lick, and I shiver with joy. The only thing that seems to matter is you and what you are doing to my feet. I take in the growing wet spot on your pants, and I command, strip for me. You ever so carefully pace my feet down on the stool as you stand, feeling some uneasiness to be looking down on a deity. You peel your white shirt over your head, revealing a body of a well-traveled man. My breath catches a moment. Even for a mortal, this is such rugged beauty. You unstrap your boots one by one, then untie your pants, and they tumble to your ankles before you kick them aside. In the warm air before me, your cock stands fully erect, throbbing with need, a bead of pre-cum forming at the tip and sliding down the length. I lean forward without realizing. You moan as you gaze down at my feet, your fists at your side, your teeth gritting, but still you wait for my next command. My leg extends, and I press it against your length with my arch. Your head tilts back, and you let out a loud moan, filling the forest clearing. My big toe swirls the pre-cum from your engorged head, causing your hands to clench in effort not to come immediately. Then I press your cock against your belly. Your heavy balls twitch, so eager to unload all they hold right upon the perfect feet of a goddess. I move the other foot up and start moving your hard shaft slowly between the two. My arches and wrinkles grip and roll along your length with the skill not of mortal make. Your tight foreskin peels back as I drag my soles down to your base. I bite my bottom lip, suppressing a tiny moan from slipping by. But your mind, oh, your poor mortal mind, it moves in violent waves. Pleasure crashing through all other sensations as my feet work your manhood. Sliding up and down, using your spit as lube to rub and caress. You wrap your hands around my ankles and begin thrusting your hips in tiny movements. Your cock sliding between my silky wet soles. You grunt each time my heels brush against your balls and my toes press into your belly. I lean forward and push against your shaft, teasing you with my wiggling toes. My ankles grind against you as I start to softly pant. My wet lips parted, my ample chest rising and falling. I groan as your throbbing head squeezes against my ankles. Your fingers tighten around my lower legs, guiding me slower so that you don't lose it too early. Even the sight is almost too much. The way such perfect and goddessly feet look pressed all over your manhood, squeezing and caressing so lustfully. My eyes darken, and a smile takes a corner of my lips. I run a hand up my body to my breast, fingers squeezing and fondling my hard nipples. The pure magic rocking through your body is electrifying, the intensity taking your pleasure higher and higher, your moans louder and louder. And now, the sight of me caressing an ample breast was not helping in holding back your hot, thick load. Between clenched teeth, you beg me to let you come. Your whimpering voice, one of a desperate man. Your eyes close, trying to take out visual stimuli, but you can still feel my feet stroking so skillfully along your length, squeezing against your contracting girth. You use your hands to guide my feet down, your cock slipping between my toes, which wrap around it. You thrust your hips again and fuck my toes, your balls slapping against my wet heels with each pump. You can feel the seed building up, and you hold it back with all your willpower. Even if I said, "Do not come," you would obey my words without question. But your sanity may not last for long under that kind of erotic stress. I lick my lips once more, give the barest of nods, ready to receive your tribute to me. It will be more hard won the next time. But I am not a cruel goddess. I accept this in the spirit it is given. The second my head nods, your balls rise right up to the base. You give one final thrust along my toes and your cock throbs wildly, contracting and engorging. Then your load spurts forth. Several thick ropes of cum snake out from the head, splattering up my pale shins, dripping down my calves. I let out a heavy sigh. My chest falling and I mumble, "Yes, yes." I almost moan the words. My eyes roll as your seed soaks into my legs with a sizzle. You pull back a little so that my toes are right at the tip, and more cum spews out, spurting on and between, completely covering my feet in warmth as your orgasm begins to die down. After what seems like the greatest moment of your life, you fall back onto your bare ass, your cock twitching and leaking as you gasp for air, gazing upon my cum-covered beauty. With a face deadpan, I hold out my feet. I speak, my voice holding no room for question. Clean them. Without hesitation, you lean in, licking along the top of my foot, lapping up as much of your thick cum as you can, tasting its bitterness mixed with the sweetness of my feet. I gasp, a shudder rolling through my body. Of course, you would always clean up your own mess when commanded. It was the decent thing to do in the presence of a goddess. Your tongue finds its way between my wiggling toes, getting into those hard-to-reach places, licking up your still warm seed. You keep going until you are sure that I am completely clean. Your attention to cleaning every last bit of your seed pleases me, and I let out a soft moan. I cross my long legs, foot bouncing at the end, and I ponder. I decide to grant you one single request for being such a good little foot slave. What would you desire? You smile at the opportunity, and your mind floods with erotic ideas. I lean in as you speak, in stuttering tones, my arms pushing my breasts together. I gasp at your request. You have the gall to ask me for command of my body to do to me whatever you please? Your cock is rock solid once again, shuddering, having just asked the question. I see your breath catch as you hope you haven't just crossed a dangerous line. A smile curls the edge of my lips as I consider your request. Never has a mortal been so bold. I stand from my throne, and power exudes from me in waves. Then I say those words you're just dying to hear. If you think you can handle all of this, then by all means, I am yours. Your heart and cock swell with the joy and the honor, and you stand before me, doing your best to withstand the energy pulsing from my goddessly body. You approach until we are almost touching. You have to look up as I am a tad taller. Your cock brushes up against my thigh. You smile, still debating whether or not doing this was a good idea. But I did give you permission. Your hand travels over my curving hip, along my sides, brushing and squeezing a breast as it goes up, and then licks against my cheek as it moves around to the back of my head. Your fingers weave into my dark hair as you pull me down, forcing me to my knees, right before your veiny and throbbing cock. You grin down at me with confidence, but inside, you're twisted with fear, just waiting for me to explode and strike you down for your dominance. I gaze up at you and smile. Playful and mischievous, I let my freakishly long tongue slip from my lips and lick the tip lightly. My hand moves up your muscled thigh and cups your balls. Heat pours through your entire body. My tongue is electric and swirls over the tip in sweeping motions. My head doesn't move. My tongue snakes forth, curling around your girth right down to the base, then twisting around your balls and squeezing tight. Your veins engorge. Once again, you have to struggle to hold back from ejaculating immediately, and your fingers tighten in my hair. I smile around my tongue and let it loose, withdrawing it back into my mouth, caressing your skin as it passes. You move back and pull me by the hair with you, sitting down upon my throne and dragging me between your legs, looking down at my seraphic face and ample bosom. You take your cock in hand and guide it to my mouth. The tip slips by my lips, and you let go and put both hands back onto my head. Then you pull forward, your cock sliding into my mouth and down my goddessly throat. My tongue dances nimbly as you slide further and further down. It's like pure silk gliding over your mortal cock. You groan as my nose touches your belly. I don't choke or gag, as I have no need to breathe. I fully swallow you and meet your eyes as I do. I almost manage to grin around your big cock as my whole mouth works to milk you. Your hands pushing and pulling. My long tongue helps to guide you at a steady pace. Waves of pleasure wash over you as I moan when you are deep down my throat, as far as I can take you, feeling it bend as it slides down. Your fingers tighten in my hair. My mouth is warm and wet and commands you to fill it. My hand on your balls tightens, not too hard, but not too soft. Then you thrust forward into my throat and lean forward on my throne, looking over my shoulder at my feet. I curl my toes for you, my soles wrinkling as I show off. You moan as the pleasure of touch and sight crashes over you relentlessly. Then you pull me off your cock slowly, watching as my lips slide over the veins until I pop off your throbbing head. You lean in and kiss me, breathing deep and tasting yourself in my warm mouth. And you gasp as my tongue slides down your throat. You lean back and pull me a little forward, taking my breast and sliding your spit-soaked cock between them, guiding my hands to push them together. It's like being between the softest pillows in the land. They mold and shape themselves around you, kneading your cock as I bounce up and down. I look up at you as I slide my tits down to your base. Then my tongue sneaks past my lips, licking up all your leaking pre-cum. You growl as I gaze into your eyes, looking so lustful and enigmatic. My tits wrapped around you feels better than any mortal pussy you've ever fucked. You lean forward again and weave your fingers into my hair, and you whisper, "I want your goddessly cunt wrapped around my dick." You slide from my tits and stand, pushing me onto my knees on the throne, my back curved and ass high. My dripping pussy looks up, and you can't help but go to your knees and bury your face right into my sex. Your tongue laps me up, and you moan as a bittersweet taste erupts in your mouth. I hold the back of my throne and moan the most dulcet tones as I fill your mouth with liquid so sweet and so sexual you could drink for an eternity. A single drop could sustain a man for life. You feel like you could stay like this forever, just licking and tasting a goddess until the day you died. But your cock throbs, and it needs release once more. You keep licking as you get off your knees and lean down so your cock is rubbing against my soles, your balls sitting right under my toes. You lick it up, sliding your tongue into my warm slit before moving up more to my tight little angelic asshole. I gasp as your tongue finds my forbidden spot. No mortal has ever dared touch me in such a place. But I push back against you, shivering with delight. After you've had your fill of my goddessly sex, you stand, placing both hands on my ample ass, spreading my cheeks as you move forward. Your cock needs no guidance, as it seems to magnetize right to the tight, dripping slit. Your engorged head slowly pushes in, my lips enveloping and soaking it in my divine juices. You gasp. Your fingers dig into my ass as the intense pleasure thunders through your whole body. Already my pussy is so eager, squeezing and doing its best to pull you in. It's like my pussy has tiny little fingers that dance over your cock, pushing and pulling it in and out of my delicious cunt. My moans and sighs are like a song that fill the air, weaving through and above the trees. You fill the forest with your own moan as you push in, parting my silky wet walls as your girth penetrates until you touch against my cervix. You cry out as your cock throbs, your balls rising and pushing through all the seed it holds. Your thick cum pours deep inside me, filling me up until it all but leaks out the side, down my gentle thighs. You keep thrusting as the orgasm makes your whole body convulse. Determined not to let this be the end, more cum pushes out as you pump, splattering onto the throne and the forest floor. Grinning at your determination, I lean up from the throne and back against you, grabbing your hands to my breast as you pound me and my feet press against your thighs, toes curling. My chest heaves and I am drenched as you fill me with your mortal cock. Your mind swirls in erotic agony. If this is what the pussy of a goddess feels like, just what would the asshole feel like? You pull out your cock shiny with juices, and you lift me up as you sit back on the throne. You guide your cock to my ass and press lightly. You look up at me, pleading, begging me for permission to fuck my ass. I grab my cheeks and spread them, sliding your cock in without any difficulty. Right down to the base, balls deep. I sigh and lean forward, my hands gripping your thighs, nails digging into your skin. The warmth is pure and electrifying heat is nothing like you've ever felt. Your moan pierces the forest. You slide your hands down to my ass, holding both cheeks. You guide me up, and down, slowly, fully down to the length and up till the head almost pops out. Then you slide back in and you growl so loud. Everything is pleasure. No other thought enters your mind. There is only the goddess, and there is only lust, and there is only your big mortal cock buried deep in her tight asshole. Enveloping you so perfect and tight, my ass milks your cock in waves, sending pleasure coursing through every nerve, every inch of skin. You are consumed by it, and there is nothing else. You thrust harder, and I cry out and contract as more wetness pours down my thighs, covering your crotch and balls. Even that looks beautiful, shimmering in the pale light. You can't help but run your fingers through it and bring them to your lips. The taste of me blooms in your mouth and you moan. Then an idea strikes you. You lift me up, still balls deep in your ass, and flip me onto my back on the throne. You take my ankles and run my feet through the divine pussy juice on your belly. Then you moan and bring the soles to your face. Smelling that combination of my otherworldly feet and natural lube, you lick up the soles and thrust as deep as you can into my asshole, completely consumed by the pleasure before you. As you lick my feet, my back arches and I explode, more juices coating up your stomach in spurts. I sing to the forest as moans pour forth from my sweet lips. You're overcome with lust and you manage to stuff all five perfect toes into your mouth at once, sucking all the pussy juice from and between them. It all becomes too much. My toes in your mouth covered in my pussy juice, your cock in my ass, me lying there taking it. Your cock throbs and it unloads as you push in as far as you can, pushing me into the back of the throne where my toes are curling in your mouth in glee. Your body shudders and radiates heat all through and down onto you. There is a faint glow and you feel nothing but pleasure. I look up at you as your throbbing begins to die down, cum starting to leak from my ass around your girth. I moan in pure pleasure as you seep inside me. I smile and say, never has a mortal been so bold. I am impressed. After a long moment of gazing into my eyes, sucking on my toes, your cock pumping the last of its load into my ass, you finally let out a sigh of contentment. My wet toes slide from your mouth, and you plant a single kiss on my big one. Then you take a deep breath. With your hands on my thighs, you slowly pull out of my ass. The sensitivity is intense. You shudder as my ass does its best to keep you inside. But you manage to withdraw, and a burst of seed follows, splattering to the ground. You fall back on your ass, breathing heavy. Then you look up and ask what I would command of you now. A small laugh passes my lips. I take your chin in a hand, and I whisper, you haven't even begun to feel true pleasure.